अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते. बिफोर आई स्टार्ट, एनी क्वेश्चंस इन द फर्स्ट सेक्शन? प्रथमानुवाकः ओके. अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते, अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते, याः काश्च पृथिवी गश्रिताः, याः काश्च पृथिवी गश्रिताः, याः काश्च पृथिवी गश्रिताः. पृथिवीं श्रिताः, बट चांटिंग यू मस्ट से पृथिवी गश्रिताः. अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति, अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति, अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः, अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते, तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते, सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति, सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति, येनं ब्रह्मोपासते, येनं ब्रह्मोपासते, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते, तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते, अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते, अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते, जातान्येन वर्धन्ते, जातान्येन वर्धन्ते, अद्यते ते च भूतानि, अद्यते ते च भूतानि, तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति, तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति. सी द होल अनुवाकः प्रेजेंट्स द ऋग्वेद मंत्र. कैन यू बिलीव तैत्रिय उपनिषद बिलोंग्स टू अथर्ववेद, सॉरी यजुर्वेद. कृष्ण यजुर्वेद उपनिषद हैज सो मेनी मंत्रास प्रेजेंटेड फ्रॉम ऋग्वेद, सॉरी ऋग्वेद मंत्र. सो द होल अनुवाक हैज अ ऋग्वेद मंत्र. And this Rigveda mantra discusses what? Only about Annamaya. It talks all about the body. So that iti, the word iti denotes the ending of the Rig mantra. Iti shows the conclusion of the Rig mantra. So now let us read again. I'm going to read each mantra twice line so you can make out the swaras. Annadvai prajav prajayante. अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते, याः काश्च पृथिवी गश्रिताः, याः काश्च पृथिवी गश्रिताः, याः काश्च पृथिवी गश्रिताः, अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति, अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति, अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः, अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः, अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम्, तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येनं ब्रह्मोपासते येनं ब्रह्मोपासते येनं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति ओके अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवीगश्रिताः अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येनं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति तदुच्यत इति ओके So indeed, all beings based on earth are born of food. Annat vai, vai means indeed. Annat vai prajaha prajayante. All beings prajaha based on earth prajayante are born annat of food. Moreover, by food alone, they all survive, that they all live. By food alone, they all live. So, yaha kaha cha prithivim shritaha. Yaha kaha cha prithivim shritaha. Means what? Based on earth. Yaha kaha. So what, whichever beings, yaha, kaha, whichever beings are based on earth, yaha, kaha, cha, yah, kas, cha, prajaha, prithivim, ashritaha, or prithivim, shritaha. So whichever beings are based on earth, All of them are born of food. Athaha, annenaiva jivanti. Athaha, moreover, by food alone, they all live. Atha, yenat apiyanti. Yenat apiyanti. Antataha, if you break it, atha, ஏனத்து அபியந்தி அந்ததஹ. யூ மேக் நோட் ஆஃப் இட். அத ஏனத்து அதைனத்து விருத்தி சந்தி. அத ஏனத்து அபியந்தி. அபியந்தி இஸ் ஒன் வேர்ப். அபியந்தி ரிசால்வ். அந்ததஹ ஃபைனலி. அத தென் ஆர் மோர் ஓவர் ஏனத்து திஸ் ஃபுட் அபியந்தி ரிசால்வ் அந்ததஹ ஃபைனலி, which means moreover by food alone they all survive and finally resolve into this food alone. Yenath means into this food alone. And apiyanti, they all resolve finally into this food alone. They all resolve antatah yenath apiyanti api. Then annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. If you break it, annam hi, that gum is a Vedic usage. Gum is a Vedic expression. Just take it, annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Food alone is indeed the first among the beings. Bhutanam annam hi jeshtam. Jeshtam literally means the eldest. So food alone is the first among the beings. Bhutanam, of the beings, among the beings, food is the first. Tasmat sarva aushadam uchyate. Sarva aushadam, sarva aushadam. Again with this andi. Sarva aushadam, sarva aushadam. Therefore it is called the medicine for all. Therefore, it is called medicine for all. Medicine of all, a medicine for all. Tasmat, therefore, sarva aushadam uchyate. Sarvam vai te annam apnuvanti. Sarvam vai te annam apnuvanti. Te, those people, annam apnuvanti. Those people, see, you had supply here. Mantra doesn't say. Te, sarvam they annam apnuvanti. Those people attain all types of food. Those people attain all types of food. Sarvam annam apnuvanti. Which people? Ye annam brahma upasate. Ye annam brahma upasate. Te sarvam annam apnuvanti. You had to put that way. Ye janaha annam brahma upasate. தே சர்வம் வை அன்னம் ஆப்னுவந்தி. சர்வம் வை அன்னம் ஆப்னுவந்தி. சோ தோஸ் பீப்புள், சர்டன்லி தோஸ் பீப்புள் அட்டைன் ஆல் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுட் ஹூ மெடிடேட் ஆன் பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் ஃபுட். ஹூ மெடிடேட் ஆன் பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் ஃபுட், பிரம்மன் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். Though those who see food as Brahman, those people attain all types of food. Ye annam brahma upasate, te sarvam annam, te vai sarvam annam prapnuvanti or apnuvanti. So certainly those people who meditate on Brahman as food attain all types of food. Again, Upanishad repeats, annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. Food alone is indeed the first among the beings. Tasmat sarvoshadam uchyate. Therefore, it is called the medicine for all. Annat bhutani jayante. Out of food, all beings are born. Annath, out of food. Bhutani jayante, all beings are born. Anjatanyanne navardhante. jatani, those that are born, annena vardhante, they grow by food. Unavinal valarhindana. Jatanyannena vardhante, adyate tichabhutani. Therefore it is called here. Adyate tichabhutani. Tasmad annam taduchyate iti. Food is eaten by beings and food eats the beings. Very beautiful. Why annam is called annam? You know that? Two derivations. Adyate iti annam. Adyate is eaten. Passive voice verb. Okay, passive verb. Adyate iti annam. That which is eaten is annam. Then atti iti annam. That which eats is also annam. Okay, that which eats is annam. That which is eaten is also annam. Why annam is called annam? The word annam, which means food, is derived from this root at. And the two verbs, atti, second conjugation verb, atti means eats. Adyate is eaten. See, even the Sanskritam grammar helps you understand that you are not the body. Now, who is the eater? Are you the eater? No. Atti, adyate iti annam. Atti iti annam. That which eats is annam. That which is eaten is annam. How? You're going to see in the book, okay? We eat as long as we're alive. When the body falls, then the soil will eat our food, our body. Our body will be eaten by other creatures. It'll become manure for vegetables, plants. Later on. That's why it's adyate iti annam. That is eaten always annam. Beautiful derivation Upanishad itself gives. Adyate ticha bhutani. So, adyate iti annam, atti iti annam. So, food is eaten by beings and food eats the beings also. Food eats the beings. Therefore, it is called annam. Thus ends the quotation. Tad uchyata. Tasmat annam tad uchyate. Uchyate, that word is said to be food. Uchyate, that ekara is dropped because sandhi rule. Tasmat, therefore, due to that reason, annam iti tad uchyate. That is said to be annam. Food is said to be annam. Now, iti, that iti indicates the end of the Rig Mantra. The whole Rig Mantra talks about the annam only. It is for the analysis, okay? Now, we are seeing we are just studying the physical body with the help of the Rig Mantra unfoldment. Tasmadvayetasmadannarasamayat. Now, wherever, here Bhashyakara hasn't done much. Okay? So, we are moving on to the next mantra. Anuvaka is still there. Tasmadvayetasmadannarasamayat. Anyontara atma pranamayaha. So, here ends the annamaya. The Bhashya will see later on. Mantra opens the section, let us finish. Now, Ditya Anuvaka again has Pranamaya also. Now Upanishad Mantra, not the Rig Mantra, it's a mantra, some Taittiriya Upanishad. Tasmadvaye tasmadannarasamayat anyontaratma pranamayaha. Anyantara atma pranamayaha tenaisha purnaha tenaisha purnaha savayesha purusha vidha eva savayesha purusha vidha eva tasya purusha vidhatam tasya purusha vidhatam Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Tasya प्राण एव शिरः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः आकाश आत्मा आकाश आत्मा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति तदप्येष श्लोको भवति द्वितीय अनुवाक एंड्स हियर तस्माद्वायेतस्मादन्न रसमयात् तस्माद्वायेतस्मादन्न रसमयात् तस्माद्वायेतस्मादन्न रसमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा आप्राणमयः अन्योन्तर आत्मा आप्राणमयः अन्योन्तर आत्मा आप्राणमयः तेनैष पूर्णः तेनैष पूर्णः तेनैष पूर्णः सवायेष पुरुषविध एव सवायेष पुरुषविध एव सवायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयं पुरुषविधः अन्वयं पुरुषविधः अन्वयं पुरुषविधः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः आकाश आत्मा आकाश आत्मा आकाश आत्मा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति तदप्येष श्लोको भवति तदप्येष श्लोको भवति इति द्वितीयोऽनुवाकः I read each mantra 2-3 times because only once we are reading. I'm not going to read again. That's why I want to read 2-3 times. Then, because mantra should be understood correctly also. So in fact, pranamaya is the atma which is other than and interior to that annamayaha. तस्मात् वा एतस्मात् अन्नरसमयात् अन्नरसमयात् अन्यः अन्तरः आत्मा अन्यः अन्तरः आत्मा अन्योन्तर आत्मा प्राणमयः सो प्राणमयः इस् दि आत्मा another layer of personality, another layer which is other than anyaha, other than antaraha, interior. Anyaha, other than antaraha, interior to that annamaya. Etas tasmad, etasmad, anna, anna rasamayat. Means other than that annamaya. other than that Annamaya, there is a Pranamaya, is the Atma, interior to that Annamaya. Okay. So in fact, Pranamaya is the Atma, which is other than and interior to that Annamaya. By that Pranamaya, this Annamaya is filled. So Tena means by that. Tena, by that Pranamaya. Yeshaha Annamaya Purnaha. See, Tena stands for Pranamaya. Yeshaha stands for Annamaya. Pronouns. Tena Yeshaha Purnaha means Adanal idu nirappappattullathu. Idanal idu unknown. Tena, by that Pranamaya. Tena Pranamayena Yeshaha Annamaya Purnaha. Purna is the participle. By that Pranamaya, this Annamaya is filled. Sava Yesha Purusha Vidhayeva. That Pranamaya indeed is of the human form only. The imagination. That Pranamaya is indeed of human form only. Purusha Vidaha is human form only. Asya Purusha Vidhatam. This Pranamaya is of human form. Anu means in keeping with. I am Purusha Vidaha. This Pranamaya is of human form in keeping with the human form of the Annamaya. Tasya Purusha Vidatam Anu. Tasya Annamayasya Purusha Vidatam Anu. In keeping with the human form. In keeping with the human form of that Annamaya. Yeshaha Purusha Vidaha. This Pranamaya is of human form. Okay. So Yeshaha Purusha Vidaha means this Pranamaya is of human form in keeping with the human form of that Annamaya. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam Anu. Ayam Purusha Vidaha. Now Tasya Pranayeva Shiraha. Now we are visualizing the Pranamaya Atma, Pranamaya. Of the Pranamaya, Prana alone is head. Now you have to see five components of Prana. Okay, of the Pranamaya, Pranaha Yeva Shiraha. You take the Prana as the head, then Vyana as the right wing, Vyanaha Dakshina Pakshaha, then Apana as the left wing, then Samana as the trunk. Udana is the tail, as it were, and which is the support. In this regard also, see, the word Akashaha stands for Samanaha. Please make a note. Akasha stands for Samana. Prithivi stands for Udana Prana. Prithivi, the earth, stands for Udana Prana. Therefore, Akashaha means Samana forms the trunk. Prithvi, the Udana meant by the expression Prithvi is his tail support. Tadapi Eshaha Shlokaha Bhavati. Now this portion, the second paragraph of the second Anuvaka is the Taittiriya Upanishad Brahmana portion. And regarding this Pranamaya Atma also, there is a mantraha. There is a Rig mantraha, which is going to come in the third Anuvaka. But before going there, we have to read the Shankara Bhagavad Pada's commentary. Okay. Now, Bhashyakara explains the mantras here. Annad, Rasa Adi Bhava Parinatat, Rasa Adi Bhava Parinatat. Rasadi Bhava Parinatat. Why? Iti Smaranartha. The why is an expression used to say indeed. Smaranartha. Prajaha. Prajaha means beings. Beings means what are the beings? Sthavara Jangamaha. Sthavara, immobile. Jangama, mobile beings. Immobile, mobile beings. Prajayante are born. Yaha Kaha cha. Avisishtaha, prithivim shritaha, பிருத்திவீம் ஆஷ்ரிதாக தாக சர்வாக அன்னாதேவ பிரஜாயந்தே. Whichever beings which are there based on this earth, they're all born of food only. Athaha api jataha athopi jataha anneneva jivanti. Simple language. All of you can understand this language very easily. Kindergarten language this year. Jataha anneneva jivanti. All those beings which are born survive by food. Pranan dharayanti. Jivanti, he says, pranan dharayanti. They hold breath, they hold life. They live. Vardhante, they grow. Ityartha. Atha, then, api. Yenam, enath, annam, apiyanti. Apigacchanti. Apiyanti, apigacchanti. They resolve into this food only. Apishabdaha, pratishabdarthe. Nice. He says, see, usually api doesn't come, prati only comes. So he says, api is used in this verb, prati shabdarte. Prati is, api is equal to prati. Annam prati liyante iti artaha. They resolve to annam. Antataha, finally, ante. Antataha is equal to ante. ஜீவன லக்ஷணாயாக விருத்தேகே பரிசமாப்தௌ. ஜீவன லக்ஷணாயாக விருத்தேகே பரிசமாப்தௌ. சோ தி க்ரோத் இஸ் எ ஜீவன லக்ஷணம். க்ரோத் இஸ் தி க்ரோத் இஸ் தி சிம்டம் அண்ட் இண்டிகேஷன் ஆஃப் லைஃப். The growth, the indication of life. Jeevana lakshanayaha is vriddehe parisamapta. When the growth, which is a symptom or indication of life, comes to an end, parisamapta, when it ends, kasmat, why? Annam hi yasmat bhutanam paninam jeshtam prathamajam. Annam is the jeshtam, firstborn of all beings. அந்ததா அந்தே ஜீவன லக்ஷணாயாஹ விருத்தேஹே பரிசமாப்தௌ. That's the meaning. See, there's no connection here. அந்ததா, he comments upon us, அந்தே ஜீவன லக்ஷணாயாஹ விருத்தேஹே பரிசமாப்தௌ is the meaning of the word அந்ததா. See, we have to learn here how Shankara Bhagavatpada writes his commentary. அன்னாத் ரசாதி பாவ பரிணதாத் வை இதி ஸ்மரணார்த்தஹ. தி மூஹண்ட பிரஜாஹ. பிரஜாஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஸ்தாவர ஜங்கமாஹ பிரஜாயந்தே. வெர்ப் லீவ்ஸ். யாஹ காஹ ச யாஹ காஸ்ச யாஹ காஸ்ச அவிசிஷ்டாஹ பிருத்வீம் ஸ்ரிதாஹ. ஹி ரைட்ஸ் பிருத்வீம் ஆஷ்ரிதாஹ இஸ் ஹிஸ் மீனிங். தாஹ சர்வாஹ அன்னாதேவ ஜாயந்தே பிரஜாயந்தே. அத்தஹ அதோ அபி ஜா அதோ அபி ஜாதாஹ அன்னேனைவ ஜீவந்தி. ஜீவந்தி ஹி கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் அஸ் வாட்? பிராணான் தாரயந்தி வர்தந்தே இத்யர்த்தஹ. தென் ஹி கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் அத அபி ஏனத் அன்னம் அபியந்தி. அபியந்தி இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு அபி கச்சந்தி. அபி சப்தஹ பிரதி சப்த அர்த்தே. அன்னம் பிரதி லீயந்தே இத்யர்த்தஹ. See, he comments what every word he writes. அந்ததா is equal to அந்தே. அந்தே is equal to ஜீவன லக்ஷணாயாஹ விருத்தேஹே பரிசமாப்தௌ. Like each and every word he comments. கஸ்மாத் அன்னம் ஹி யஸ்மாத் பூதானாம் பிராணினாம் ஜேஷ்டம். Jeshtam he likes as what? Prathamajam. Jeshtam is equal to Prathamajam, firstborn. Not sentences. He comments upon each and every word here. Wherever necessary, he comments upon. Okay. I'll give the English meaning of the paragraph and stop. Okay. The moving and non-moving beings. Sthavara, non-moving. jangama moving. The moving and non-moving beings are born from the food that has modified to become the essence and so on. The word vai is indeed the sense of recollection. Whatever the task, the earth as its support, whatever that has the earth as its support, all of them are born of food alone. Further, the beings that are born live with the food alone. They hold their life, meaning they grow. They hold their life, meaning they grow. Further, they go back into food. The word api having the meaning of prati, towards. The idea is they resolve in food at the end. When the growth, which is an indication of life, has reached its end. You know the sentence, that's the meaning of each word. Why it is so? Because the food, the virat, is the firstborn among all the beings. Prithivim shritaha, ashritaha, yaha kaha cha, yaha kascha. All living beings, whether they are moving or non-moving ones, are born of the essence of food. Jangama is that which has mobility, and sthavara are the non-moving ones, like trees and plants that are alive. There are jangamas even without legs, like reptiles. Snakes are called uragaha. Urasi urasava gachyati iti uragaha. They use the chest for movement. So you cannot say a living being should have legs. In the word sthavara, the suffix varach is added to the root stha. This is something grammar. Varach is an affix. Sthavara. Munivara. We add varach affix to the root to get the meaning. So sthavara, munivara is different from sthavara. Sthavara, the suffix varach is added to the root. Stha, making the meaning of the prakriti. Stem, permanently natural for the vastu. Ishvara is always Ishvara. Never does he lose his leadership. Bhaswara, the varach, he uses beautifully. Bhaswaraha, the sun is always shining. Sthavara is always non-moving. Ever ruler, ever shiner, ever illuminator, ever non-moving. Ishvara, Bhaswara, Sthavara is always non-moving. Plants do not have a morning walk now and then. And thank God, you'd want to pluck a flower, a vegetable or a fruit. And if the plant is running away from you, it would be a problem. They stay put in one place and have to be like that in the scheme of things. They do not have family planning. They have to produce plenty. We pray for that. Prithivi sasya shalini. May all the plants and trees produce more. Yah kascha means sarve avisishtaha. Without an exception, all beings that are dependent on earth. There is no special plant or an insect which can exist without earth. All of them annadvai eva prajayante. They are born of annam. They all eat annam, but they all are different. Each tree is different. Each plant is different. Each insect is different. But all of them are anna prabhavaha. What annam? Rasadi bhava parinatat annat. Rasadi bhava parinatat annat. From the food that has modified into rasa essence. the assimilated food becomes the cause for progeny. The food why is an, sorry, the word why, the word why is an indeclinable and is in the sense of smaranam, recollecting this information because it is already known to you. It is not something new. It is translated as indeed. All of them are indeed born of different types of food. After being born, how do they sustain themselves? Atho annena eva jivanti pranan dharayanti. Atho api. Atho means api. Also, they live on food. They retain their life through food. The verb jivanti is from the root jeev, prana dharane. That is why he says jivanti pranan dharayanti. They retain prana. It means vardhante, they grow. Every day they grow. Sometimes old or older, but daily maintain the meaning of the word grow. But daily maintain the meaning of the word grow, progressing gradually towards the culmination of growth. Atha, api etat annam apiyanti pratigacchanti. They go towards food. That food, api, sorry, the word, I don't know why food. The word api has the meaning of prati. Towards. Prati means towards. They are busy becoming food again. We grow on food and then we go back to become food, become pumpkin and so on. Without recycling, things cannot sustain. The world should be able to sustain. Sustainability is the principle of creation. Sustainability is possible only when there is recycling. Therefore, Bhagavan is the greatest recyclist. Antataha, finally, annam prati liyante, all beings get resolved in annam. A saint by name Pattinathar from Tamil Nadu composed many songs in Tamil, in simple Tamil verses. And in one of them he says, Nari enakkennum, yeri enakkennum, bhumiyo sari enakkennum. The jackal says, the food is for me. Fire says, it is for me. And the earth says, that is okay, finally it is for me. All of you got it? Non-Tamil speaking people? Okay. The word enakkennum, enakku ennum, means this is for me. Devadatta is walking and his jackal says, as though you walk now, finally your body will come become dinner for me. Then the vultures, etc. claim, this is mine. Then the yeri, fire says, hey, it is a body of a Hindu. It is going to be cremated one day and it is going to be mine. The bhumi, earth says, after the fire consumes, the ashes have to come to me only. Sari means, okay, all of you have it, but finally it belongs to me alone. So Bhashyakara gives the meaning of antataha in seventh case as ante. You can use the suffix tasil in many vibhaktis. Jivana lakshanayaha vriddhehe parisamaptau. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.